From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt, millions of voters went to the polls today in the country's first ever free presidential election. Most Egyptians were jubilant as they cast ballots for one of 13 candidates. The contest pitted Islamists against secular candidates in a race that never would have been possible while Hosni Mubarak was president. Among the voters who turned out, teacher Yara Khalid.
There'll be some ups and downs, I believe, but I think it's definitely better than what we've been through for the past 30 years.
NPR's Soraya Sahardi Nelson reports from Cairo that so far, the voting appears to have gone off without a hitch.
This military policeman outside a polling station in a suburban community called New Cairo admitted voters in orderly groups of 20. No one was getting preferential treatment in what Egypt's ruling generals claim will be the freest and fairest election here to date. Not even Amr Moussa, the former foreign minister who is a leading presidential candidate. He stood in line for more than an hour as reporters shouted questions at him. After casting his ballot, Moussa looked happy.
I'm really confident and in a very good mood.
All over Cairo and across Egypt, excited voters cast ballots in the historic election. One is analyst Omar Ashour, a visiting scholar at the Brookings Center in Doha, Qatar.
It means hope, and it means freedom. And it means that the sacrifices that were done throughout this revolution is not gone without a fruit.
There were few irregularities reported today. At a televised news conference, the head of Egypt's Presidential Election Commission said the only violations he had to report were committed by several candidates. Farouk Sultan accused them of campaigning at polling stations. He adds he referred them to Egypt's top prosecutor, who will decide whether they should be charged. But everyone from voters to election officials appeared content with how the poll is going. In the northern port city of Alexandria, one of the judges overseeing a polling center was Mohammed Abu Ella. The judge says voter turnout was higher than during the recent parliamentary elections, but that things were also running more smoothly. He says part of that is because Egyptians have gotten used to how elections work, given this is the fourth poll in 15 months. But Abu Ella adds it's also because the government has gotten better at doing them. Election officials were determined to make fraud more difficult. One change was to make women voters wearing the niqab, or full facial veil, lift the garment and show their faces to female poll workers so they could be matched against their IDs. One veiled voter was Khereya Sayed, who cast her ballot in the Giza neighborhood of Aguza. The 50-year-old housewife says she didn't mind raising her veil. More important, she adds, was that she got a chance to vote. Analyst Omar Ashour agreed that things were running smoothly, although he wished there were more independent monitors at the voting centers.
One of the main problems that if the result came out and it was close, some of the voters and some of the political forces will not accept it, and this is where we'll see an escalation probably.
But for now, voters seemed more concerned with casting ballots than debating the results. So many Egyptians turned out that the polling centers stayed open for an additional hour. The election ends tomorrow, with results not expected until next week. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.